Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. I want to wish the iPhone a happy birthday. Today is 10 years since the first iPhone was announced, and I remember it as clear as day. I also remember standing in line in June to get the first one. And it was crazy. It was like you couldn't get them. It was just nuts. And actually, one of my pastors drove by a store and saw it and called me up and said, "Hey, the line isn't real long. Go down to Oswego." And I was like, "Yeah, might as well." So I went down and I actually got one of the iPhones the first day. And I've been in love ever since. Now, you know, whether you're an Android person or a Google Play or whatever, you know, whatever you're into, it doesn't matter. You cannot deny that the iPhone changed the scope of the world in big, big ways. Think about this. Way back yonder, think about what the data speeds were back in 2007. All right? They weren't super, super fast. I doubt anybody had 100 megabits of speed. You were lucky if you got 5 megabits of speed. 1.5 meg was the norm through DSL. So now you can get incredible speeds on your phones via LTE, and it's amazing how much faster data has gotten. You can get a gigabyte internet in your home. I mean, it's just like, that's insane. So let's look back a little bit. Social media was just at its very early stages. As a matter of fact, the first one to come out was LinkedIn in 2003. I was one of the first, I think, 100 or 1,000 people to get on it. I believe it was in the thousands. But anyways, I joined way early on that. Facebook came out in 2004, and Twitter came out in 2006. So social media really didn't explode. Most people didn't even know what to do with it. I remember my kids talking about Facebook, and it's like, what the heck is this, right? Now look how it's changed the world. The other thing that the iPhone has done is created smart everything. Think about this. We have smart TVs. We never had those, with apps and ways to look at things differently. We've got smart watches. We even have smart appliances and smart homes and smart cars. Artificial intelligence is everywhere. It's amazing. The world has completely changed around us. And you know what? We've gotten greedy. We want innovation on huge levels now. And if something doesn't have an incredible difference or a mind-blowing something, then we start to say, okay, well, it's not cool anymore, right? So again, this is not a commercial. It's more of a how did we evolve to where we got to today? So let's take a look at what the iPhone has taught us, all right? There are five things I want to touch on. The first one is, back in 2006 or 2005, if you said, "I'm going to create a phone with no buttons," most people would have looked at you like, "Dude or dudette, you're crazy," right? Because every phone, remember the flip phones and the, you know, the Motorola was the big one, and you had all of these different flip phones and these other kind of phones that really didn't do a whole heck of a lot. I mean, yeah, you could text, but text even wasn't that big back then. But when Apple came out, it came out with the first touch screen phone. And that phone gave flexibility beyond any other phone that was out there. If you wanted to add new features to it, it was really easy to do. So the second point was apps. The fact that they created apps for the phone and then allowed other people to create apps for the phone. I remember getting a game called Super Monkey Ball, which was the big game, and it cost $10 at the time. And it was like, wow, I'm playing a game on my phone. This is like a Game Boy. And there were other things about the phone that really started to kind of grow as time went on. And apps have truly evolved into what makes all of these phones, all of these smartphones and smart devices so much more important. For example, software updates on your TV can give you new channels, that you couldn't get years ago. You can also update apps on your appliances. You can update apps on your cars. It's just, it's amazing the way it's changed the way that we think about our devices. The next thing is the camera and the video. Think about the way that you used to take pictures. And I still have an SLR camera, but I use my iPhone so much more and my iPad so much more, which was another revolutionary device. So now the iPhone and the iPad have kind of replaced the computer. I mean, there's a lot of computers now that are really just tablets with keyboards. And so by having a camera and video, you can now do things and edit right on them in ways that you could only imagine years ago, and it's so much faster and better. Think about something like Facebook Live or YouTube. Think about all the content that has been generated off of cell phones and all the pictures that are out there from family events. Think about, you know, the news that's being taken live across the world and being put up on Twitter. All of that is thanks to the smartphones having cameras and video capabilities that just keep getting better and better and better. The next thing to think about is mainstream social media. When apps started getting on the phones, that's when social media started to explode. So now you can tweet, you can text, you can do LinkedIn, you can do Facebook Live, you can do Snapchat, Instagram, all these other things, all based on your phone. And that's when social media started to explode. Now, some have come and some have gone. Things like Blab have come and gone. Periscope, who knows how much longer that's going to last? And who knows what the next thing is? But you cannot deny that the smartphone has definitely boosted social media's popularity and our access to it. The immediacy of what you see, the notifications, all of those kind of things. And then finally, the last thing I want to talk about is voice-controlled everything. Siri was the first voice-controlled activated device that actually could listen to you, get smarter, and do a whole bunch of different things like dial phone numbers, send texts, open apps, predict the weather, whatever it is that you wanted. By talking to Siri, Siri would listen, process, and then pull up either an app or the data that you wanted. Now, from this, we have a whole host of new different devices that are out there. Think of Amazon. You've got the Echo and the Dot with Alexa. And then Google has come out with its brand new thing. And I don't know what it's called. I can't remember. But you know, you've got Google's device. And so you've got all these different smart things, even smart remotes. Even Apple TV has a voice-controlled remote. Think about Comcast. If you have that, you have a voice-controlled remote. Nothing before was able to take your voice and do things the way it can now. So with voice-controlled everything, you can say to Alexa, you know, order something at Amazon or change the lighting. So now all of this smart everything is integrated simply by talking to a device. So think about all the things that have changed over the course of the last 10 years and just start to imagine what's coming. Think about voice-controlled everything. Think about smarter, faster, better processors that are going to allow us to actually use our phones for even more capabilities. Think of the better cameras and the better lenses and the things that are happening inside of them to the point where you really don't need a third device to take those images. Think about the editing capabilities and the synchronization possibilities. Think about how this has changed the way that we do business today. So I really want you to say happy birthday to the iPhone, but also more, think about the way that it innovated and disrupted the way that we used our normal everyday communications. And now sit back and think about what's next. Just imagine how much this has changed the way that we do business over the last 10 years. The way that we communicate, the way that we find and talk to customers and do business with online transactions, and all the changes that have happened. So what's the next innovation for your business?
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.